الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين اما بعد اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لقد خلقنا الانسان في احسن تقويم ثم رددناه اسفل سافلين وقال الله تعالى لقد كان لكم في رسول الله اسوة حسنة وقال الله تعالى قد افلح من زكاها وقد خاب من دساها صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق رسول النبي الكريم My dear brothers and sisters, now today I am in Hyderabad and we are broadcasting this from this city. MashaAllah, you would have come to know that there are three things important in tarbiyat. Number one is nafs, and number two is qalb, and number three is mind. And Shahullah Rahmatullah Alayhi is saying that these three are three different systems. And he explains that nafs is covering the whole body, but its center is in liver. And qalb is representing the spirit, and that is in the whole body, but its center is in heart, spiritual heart. And mind is controlling the whole body, but its center is in brain. And these three are interacting with each other. Each of them is to be corrected. And the interaction of all these three with each other is also to be corrected. This is very important. Today I have explained, mashallah, in this madrasa to the students that taqwa is generated in nafs, but it is stored in heart. Because the system of producing taqwa is in nafs. فَأَلْهَمْهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا. So these two things have been revealed to the nafs. So as far as the desires of fujur are present in nafs, so on this nobody is condemned. But if he follows his desires and does accordingly, so then that is sin. And he becomes the sinner. And what happens to heart after this? A black dot appears on the heart, and that makes a hijab to protect heart from We have to stop for some time because there is azan. After azan, we shall be, inshallah, continuing. So, I was saying that a black spot comes on the heart, which becomes a hijab. And because of that, heart is not receiving hidayah that much. So, if he does tawbah, to after tawbah, that dot is cleaned, and his heart become the same it was. But if he does not do it, it remains. And if he again commits a sin, so another dot come, and it enhances that hijabat. And if this continues, so it, his heart may be covered totally by these darts, and that becomes black, and that becomes a ghilaf. Just like Jews were saying, وَقَالُوا قُلُوبُنَا غُلْفٌ بَلَّانَا وَمَلَّهُمْ بِكُفْرِهِمْ فَقَلِيلًا مَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. So, that ghilaf does not allow hidayat to penetrate, and they become مسلوب الهدايات. ختم الله على قلوبهم ولا سمع ولا أبصار غشاوة ولا مزام الأزمين. So it means that his heart should be purified and cleaned. Without this, hidayat will not be received. And the third thing is the mind. Because mind is the basic source of thinking, of ilm, knowledge, and of deciding, decision. So therefore, and that depends upon yaqeen. If he believes in akhirah, if he has yaqeen in akhirah, وَبِلَا أَخِرْتُمْ يُقِنُونَ, so then he will be deciding about that yaqeen. And aqeen is of three types. Ilmul yaqeen, aynul yaqeen, haqqul yaqeen. As an example, I can quote, if for example a person knows malaria, so that is ilmul yaqeen. And if he sees a person having malaria, then this is aynul yaqeen. And if he himself is suffering from malaria, so this is haqqul yaqeen. So yaqeen is actually different for different people, and iman is the same. Hazrat Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi was saying that iman of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala is the same as the iman of a normal person. And the people were astonished hearing this. But actually the fact is this, that his iman was also like this, because he was believing in one Allah and all the people are believing in one Allah. He was believing in akhirah and all the people are believing in akhirah. He was believing in Rusul and all the people are believing in messengers and Rusul. And he was believing in the books and all the people are also believing in the books. So his iman was similar to the iman of other people, but actually it was the difference of yaqeen, because he was having utmost yaqeen in akhirah, so therefore the amal were dependent upon that yaqeen. So therefore in Surah Baqarah start, it was explained that everyone who can get hidayah must have iman in ghayb, yu'minuna bil ghayb. But the effect of that iman will be proportional to the yaqeen he is having in akhirah, wa bil akhiratum yu'minun. So after that there will be hidayah, ulaika ala hudam min rabbihim ulaika hum al-muflihun, and there will be falah. So actually these three things should be understood properly and used properly, then one can say that there will be tarbiyat of a person. Actually, the people are not understanding these. For example, there are many people who are saying the same ahadith and Qurani ayah which are used for tasawwuf. Just like I do wasiyat of taqwa to you, this all this khutbah are saying in their khutbah. But actually, how to get that? How to implement it? It's practical, it's not theoretical. For example, sabr is the lafz, and its theoretical knowledge cannot be sufficient for its practical application, because it is to be practically achieved. Once a sheikh was told about Ibn Sina, and he said that he does not have akhlaq. So this was communicated to Ibn Sina. Ibn Sina wrote a book of akhlaq and sent to him. What about this? He looked and did and said, I was thinking that Abu Sina is not having akhlaq, but now I shall say he does not even have akal. So the people were astonished, how it is possible? He is a father of Uqala. So how can this be said? He said that I have not said that he does not know akhlaq, and he want to communicate to me that I know akhlaq, and he said that I have akhlaq depending upon this, and this is, there is difference of having akhlaq or of knowing akhlaq. For example, if a person is knowing sabr, but he does not have sabr, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, Inna Allah ma'as sabirin, with whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be? With the person who knows sabr, or with the person who is sabir? There is difference in this. See, all the people say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with sabirin, not with the knowledge having of sabr. So this is actually to be discussed. And similarly taqwa, similarly shukr, similarly purity, ikhlas, these all the things are to be practically achieved. It is not the ilm of this which is to be achieved. Yes, of course, ilm is to know the things, but it is not sufficient, because we know there is something, this is necessary, but not sufficient. So knowledge of these things is necessary, but it is not sufficient. Mathematically also we can understand it. There's something which are necessary but not sufficient in view to make it sufficient. So therefore tasawwuf is to complete these things, to practically achieve. And what Shaulullah Rahmatullah is saying, that one has to practically achieve through these three centers. And one center is brain, and the other center is heart, and the third center is liver, nafs. So by understanding these things, actually we can understand the sequence of tarbiyat. Therefore Shaulullah Rahmatullah was saying that person who understand these lataif, so they are like doctors who can treat the people properly. But those people who do not understand these things, so they are having just tricks, maybe useful or may not be useful. So one has to treat the people properly. Especially it is very necessary for those people who are treating the people spiritually. One thing is very important, that what is spirituality? Actually, ruhaniyat is confused with amliyat. The people are thinking that the person who is doing amliyat, so he is spiritual doctor. No, it's not the case. Spirit is the spirit. It has no connection with amliyat. Amliyat is something else. Amliyat can be used for good things, and amliyat can be used for bad things. And ruhaniyat is only the best thing. It's a good thing. It's not used for bad things. For example, if a person who has good ruhaniyat and is also amil, so he will be using those amliyat for good things. But the person who does not have a spiritual character and good ruhaniyat, so he will be using, he may be using it for bad things as well. For example, for the money, he may be making ta'weezat, which are haram. So therefore, one is to understand the difference between these two. Amliyat is not bad in all respects, but it is not good in all respects. It depends upon the use of it and upon the procedure of gaining it. For example, if some amliyat are using dirty things, for example, dirty amal and dirty beliefs, so then shayateen will be happy with them and they will be bringing the things in his favor, and these are bad amliyat. And for example, he is in believing in some use of stars and something like this. So this is actually making the problem with aqeedah. So one is to understand the difference between amliyat and ruhaniyat. What is ruhaniyat? It is the cleaning of heart, making the heart purified by doing zikr. And after that, removing the resistance of nafs for good things. And also making our brain, making our mind, making our aqal, having complete yaqeen in akhirah. And then after that, our ruhaniyat will be increased. And then we shall be doing all the things for the sake of Allah. And we should be not playing the pani ashya, dunya. And we shall be needing the, you can say, blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by ibadah. So Mujahid al-Afsani rahmatullahi alayhi is saying that with the ibadah, one's marifat is increased. And by increasing the marifat, one ibadat is improved. So this ibadah is increasing marifat, and marifat is improving ibadah. And this cycle will be continued till death. And at the time of death, the marifat increased maximum and ibadat is finished. And then he meets Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with that marifat. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us that marifat to the extent that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes us, and we become razi from him and he become razi from us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us this honor and this opportunity to please him. وَمَا عَلَيْنَا إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ اللَّهُمَّ رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ تَعَالَى